Good day, church. It is a great day indeed in the house of the Lord. I am told now that actually I was supposed to be training you to be witches. But then Pastor Chris sent a wrong message to me.
Pastor Chris wrote a wrong.
So I'll have to deal with what I could. Teach you to be witches. Well, friends, on a serious note, witchcraft is a very serious matter, especially here in our continent. There are many people who have been killed after they were called witches. They were suspected as witches. In many different occasions, many dark-skinned grandmothers have been banned because they look evil, so we are told. And the South African judicial system does not recognize witchcraft as a crime because it cannot be proven scientifically or otherwise. And when you read your popular and trustworthy newspaper, there are a lot of witchcraft stories that you come across. Even though most of those stories are overrated at times, but then there's going to be things in Kulu than it is at the moment. But that is beside the point. That is beside the reality of the matter. Not long ago, it was on the newspaper that the Sangoma claims that the South African Football Association, that is SAFA, owes him
90,000 rands
for providing the magic, I put that under quotation mark, for providing the magic to win against France in the 2010 FIFA World Cup. The Sangoma, which is Bonelo Matela, he says, Bafana will not win any matches until he got his money back, hinting that he's responsible for all the losses and the failures of the national team. Mandela continues to say, if the national soccer team wants to start winning, then the SAFA, the South African Football Association bosses, must settle their debt with me. SAFA Vice President Nkonyane said,
Vice President SAFA, what?
He confirmed that SAFA had used Mandela's services, but he claims that they have paid him. He says he had been paid in full. Nkonyane continues to say, we are going to open a criminal case against this guy. The point I'm trying to make is that the mission field out there believes in and fear the existence of witchcraft. So how should we look at this matter? How should we look at witchcraft as the children of God? Should a Christian fear witchcraft and witches? Basically, the question is, can true believers be bewitched? So please turn with me then to the Gospel according to John chapter number 10. And we will read one verse, and that will be verse 10.
So funda Johannes chapter 10, verse 10.
Then of course my aim is not to expound the text and to just tell you something else. The text has nothing to do with witchcraft. That's a nice way of preaching. The text has got nothing to do with witchcraft. But I want to draw out a principle of great importance from this verse. It's a well-known verse, so I will read it for you. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Isela oyisitha siza ukuba zotshontsha sibulale kodwa mina ngizile ukuzonika impilo engunaphakade or engapheleleyo. That is the verse before us.
Yilo umlayezo osifundayo namhlanje.
Two people are mentioned in this text.
Kule ndawo ukhuluma ngabantu ababili.
Jesus and his adversary, the devil.
UJesu noSathane.
The two are having different plans and purposes for people in this life.
Labantu lawa banemithana injongo ezimbili for abantu.
The other is the king.
Omunye uyinkosi.
The other wishes he was a king.
Omunye uthanda ukuthi
ngaba yini. And wants to be a king.
Uyathanda ukuthi
the other gives life, the other destroys life.
Omunye uphana ngokuphila, omunye uyatshontsha ukuphila.
So friends, it will be helpful for you. It will be helpful for anyone here this morning to accept that Satan is our enemy. Satan is our enemy, we are also his enemy. And therefore he has accepted this enmity. And he has accepted this enmity with vengeance. The very Satan is the source of evil and wickedness in this life. So in dealing with the subject then of witchcraft, we are affirming our acknowledgement of the reality of the spirit world.
Manje masikhuluma ngokuthakathi siyavuma ukuthi kukhona okwenzakalayo
emoyeni. The spirit world controlled by the very same Satan and his demons.
Emhlabeni womoya obamba uSathane.
We accept that.
Siyavuma lokho.
And of course, it will be difficult to deal with witchcraft and not to deal with the issue of sangomas.
Ngabanzima ukukhuluma ngobuthakathi ngaphandle ngokukhuluma ngabathakathi.
But I must say to you friends, there is a link.
Kukhona ukuhlangana.
But these are two different people.
Kodwa abantu abahlukene lapho.
Although they are in the same house.
Kodwa basendlini eyodwa.
Wish and sangoma is two different person.
Umthakathi nesangoma abantu abantu.
Not every wish is a sangoma.
Umthakathi wonke uyisangoma.
But all sangomas are capable of witchcraft.
Kodwa bonke amasangoma ayakhona ukuthi athakathe.
The implication though is that when most Christians who are not yet grounded to the truth, when they hear of these things, they fear such things.
Manje abantu abangamakholwa abangakhulu ekholweni, mabeza lento lezi bayathula.
So I want to answer our question by answering three questions. So I'm
going
to bring three questions to answer the question, should a Christian fear witches and witchcraft, or can a Christian be bewitched? Firstly, how does the world look at witchcraft? I believe that the world look at witchcraft. I'm talking about humanity now, our people. I think they look at witchcraft as power display. It's a matter of power display to them. As we go through with this session, you will realize what I'm talking about. Just keep that in your mind. Listen to this story which was also on the newspaper. Joshua Zanzima, who's 25,
Joshua Zimmerman, or 25,
says he's bewitched and needs strong mutu to get his life back on track. Listen to the man. Someone used mutu on me in 2010, and since then everything has gone wrong in my life.
Umuntu uyasebenzisa umuthi empilweni yami ngo 2010 manje into zama sakhona ukulunga.
I was in my second year in the University of KwaZulu Natal studying for a BCom degree.
Bengise e university yase KZN ngifundela i BCom degree.
I decided to campaign for a place on the student representative council
representative council.
One evening, a member from an opposition party invited me to a bar for a drink.
Guess what?
I was given a drink. I was given something that I thought was alcohol, but I woke up in hospital. I was treated for 6 weeks before being discharged. From there, I was a changed man. I started cursing my parents, and my mom stopped paying my studies. And a very good friend, took me to a sangoma. Just a footnote. This is a white man. Then the sangoma threw his bones and told me that I have been bewitched. I believe the case has followed me to Johannesburg. I can't get a job. Listen to this. Though I'm intelligent, people start fighting with me over nothing. Last week, a guy I don't even know hit me in the streets. Last year, I had an out-of-body experience, and an evil force took me and pushed me. I almost jumped from my window. I am sick all the time. Doctors can't help me. I need a sangoma or a traditional healer to help me. The point, friends, that I'm bringing to you, the mission field out there believes and they are so terrified in the issue of witchcraft, and they think it is a matter of power. It's a power play. Look back to John chapter 10. The Bible says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Friends, if you really want to understand witchcraft, you need to know the world around us. You need to know how the world looks at witchcraft. And based on a few things I have seen with my naked eyes myself, and things that I have heard, I'm convinced that the primary purpose of witchcraft is definitely power play. Though at the end of the day, it is Satan's deceitful actions and deceitful nature itself just to drive people straight into the jaws of hell. It involves unseen powers, untraceable powers. It has to do with demon possession. You cannot separate the two, witchcraft and demon possession. When we speak of witchcraft, we speak of a sorcerer. We speak of using spells. We speak of divination or speaking to spirits. It is an attempt to bypass God's wisdom and power. That is witchcraft. An attempt to bypass God's wisdom and power to give glory to Satan instead. To some people, it is just human wisdom on spiritual matters. But all those who believe like that, it is because they are not aware that there is a wisdom that is not from above, a wisdom that is earthly, a wisdom that is unspiritual, a wisdom that is demonic.
And
to illustrate my point then, proving to you that it is a matter of power display, that's how the world look at it. I remember where I grew up, there was a lot of witches there. I'm telling the truth. I'm not one of them. I'm telling the truth. There were a lot of witches there. People will say to you, "Ulibambe lingashoni." In other words, I'll explain this one. In other words, remember the story in the book, in the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, where God stopped, it was not Joshua, but in the place where God stopped the sun not to set. So they will say to you, "Ulibambe lingashoni." In other words, make sure that the sun doesn't go down. When the sun goes down, it goes with you. Then, when you wake up dead the next day, the people will say, "Lishone naye." In other words, when the sun sets, it went down with him. It's a true fact. Some of you, they know this. Maybe I should give you one or two examples of what I'm talking about. Things that I have come across personally. Many years ago, a man, a family member, he was a family member. He was famous about bewitching people. And he was good at it, my friend, believe me. Even now, when you go home and say, even now, when you go home and say you are related to him, the elderly people will warn everybody to stay away from you. This man had a household name in our township. I remember that in one occasion he bewitched his neighbor, who was also a witch. He bewitched this man that he will go up the mountain and dig his own grave.
And dig his own grave.
The next day, the man,
he
took his shovel and pick. He went and dig his own grave. I'm telling you the truth. He laid himself there afterwards. He was found dead days later. What is the point, my friend? It is power display. Another example I can give to you. I remember some men drove for hours coming from Witbank coming to see this man. They came to him and told him that there was a troublesome guy in Witbank. He went to his own little hut. He made a spell. Then he told them to go back home and come the next day. Nothing, just go back home. He didn't give them anything. Go home, come talk to me the next day. I've heard your story, I know his name. Leave it unto me, I will sort it out. The next day they came with a lot of money. And they said to him, "When we got home, we found the troublesome man dead." The question is, my friends, what did this wish gain? It is all about honor. It is all about status. It is all about greatness. It is power display. But years later, he died. Before he died, I remember sitting before him with my mother, and he said to me, "I have done so many evil things in this world, and I don't even know how I'm going to face God." I was not a Christian at the time. I could not help him. How am I going to face God? Let me continue to prove to you that it is a matter of power display by giving you three worldviews or three perspectives on this issue. Firstly, you have the African worldview. I'm talking here in general, not specific. You see, to the traditional unsaved African, there is no natural versus supernatural. According to them, the supernatural directly involves the natural. In other words, what happens in the natural, it directly comes or is caused by some supernatural forces. In other words, they go on to believe that there is bad witchcraft and good witchcraft. The good witchcraft is that spell which you do to protect yourself or your possession. You will find people, most of the African people, will have a red, blue and white rope tied around their waist. Sometimes it is hanging on the mirrors of the cars. That is the good part of witchcraft. It is to protect and guard you. Simply because everything has to do with supernatural, with the supernatural. That is why then to them, the gospel of Jesus Christ taught in the Bible, believed on through the centuries, especially recovered in the times of Reformation, doesn't make sense and has no significance to them. Because they explain sickness only on basis of curses, witchcraft, and generational curses. While me and you explain sicknesses on basis of sin. And also on basis of germs, basis of malnutrition, and any other related factor. That's how we look at it. The primary cause of sickness is sin. There are secondary causes of it, which can be malnutrition, it can be anything. But to them, there is one world that exists, and it is the supernatural world. Of course, somebody has done something to me. Not because I have not been eating right, no, somebody has bewitched me. That is the worldview, the African worldview in general. It's about supernatural attacks, it's about counter attacks. Then you have the Eastern worldview. We'll get to that one. Eastern, I'm talking about the Asian people. The Chinese and the yes, this is the worldview of many Asian people. They speak of sorcery openly. Almost in all of their prayers and festival, it involves speaking to spirits. And the person who can speak to this spirit is regarded as great. Please note, spells are considered as magic. And to them, the magic is believed to be from an ancestor, and the magic can also be believed to be something good, though it can be used by evil people for evil purposes. But the point is, it is believed on to be something from the ancestor. You must notice that witchcraft is never referred to as anything else in this worldview but powers. They don't use the word mostly witchcraft. It's all about powers. The difference is, while we look at the African context of the word witchcraft, witchcraft in the African context does not come from your ancestor. It is something that you obtained from a sangoma, although it can be passed on through generations in the same house.
Into ithola kwisinye isangoma.
But initially, it is not from your ancestor. So to them, it's something from an ancestor. But one point that you need to note as we speak of this Eastern worldview is that witchcraft to them is a token of love to the next, a token of life from the past generation to the next generation.
So when
you become a witch there, you are the beloved. You are the chosen one to possess this powerful gift to perform magic. They don't have sangomas, they have gurus and teachers who practice magic plainly. For instance, we have the Buddhist. The Buddhists look at witchcraft as good powers to fight evil. The Hindu men, especially the sect called Tamil or the other one called Gujarati, to them, they see witchcraft as a sign of great spirituality. It's something that you need to achieve. Perhaps you have seen them on TV or on one of the newspapers, especially when it comes to this holiday called Diwali. A man will pull a big carriage with sharp hooks on his body, pinch on his body to a string. Some will walk on nails during this festival. They will put nails on wood and then they will walk. And to them, there is nothing wrong with it. According to them, this is not witchcraft because it does not involve any evil, but it is a matter of holy prayers and holy spells involved. But I must just give them credit. They never use witchcraft to find a job. They never use witchcraft to find a woman or my husband. They never use witchcraft to cast a spell because of jealousy. I think we are the craziest. I'm just saying. Although there are areas in this worldview in which they excel than us, than like I've just said, pulling that carriage and walking, we don't do that. Actually, they've got something which is called a dream catcher. I've seen it, I've touched it. I know it. I hope you don't think I'm making up stories. Because this, they've got something called a dream catcher. So what they do, you make a spell to catch bad dreams. So they don't suffer this issue of bad dreams you're talking about. They've got a dream catcher in the name of magic. Then you have the Western worldview. In this worldview, you find so many things and ways that they use to explain what we call witchcraft. If I have to go through this worldview, we won't be going home. This is most confused worldview. They don't know what they're talking about. But what I want to draw you to is the ignorance that there is when they look on the issues of witchcraft. Almost invariably, witchcraft is only a concept in movies like Harry Potter, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and so on. To them, it's a man-made concept coined into entertainment when you play Xbox or PlayStation.
Kubo babona ngathi into oyenzayo nje ukufaka emagaming ukuthi ngidlala le game yokuthakatha.
It's just a Marvel or DC comic book character. It is not harmful.
Into nje ibonakala encwadini, into engena engena.
That does not mean, friends, that there are no Western witches.
Sho ukuthi lo wabo ukuthi akho bathakathi babelu.
But I'm talking here in general.
Lana selikhuluma nje kuphela.
But the issue here is that there is such ignorance when it comes to the issue of witchcraft with this worldview.
Kusho ukuthi lana akunalwazi masikhuluma ngokuthakatha.
The Westerners,
abelungu,
some of them,
abanye,
not all of them,
hayi bonke,
probably not you guys,
hayi mina.
Witchcraft is nothing but something of the past which used to be practiced in the times of Zeus. And now it's only fully existing in Xbox One and Xbox 370. Some will just call it white magic. They coined the word white magic. Not black magic. They admit that the powers, they admit that there are spiritual powers involved here. But they will deny that the powers are evil powers. Praise the Lord, it's 2015. We can go to Google and Google that.
I don't have to go
through and tell you about Waka and all these kinds of things. But the point I'm trying to make, there is ignorance here. They coin terms. They say it's white magic. There is powers, but it's not evil powers. That is how the world looks at witchcraft in general. It is power display. It is traditional science. It is good to be used to protect yourself and for counter attack. And there is nothing wrong about it. It's just a character with powers on national TV. But secondly, how then does God look at witchcraft? On both the New Testament and the Old Testament, God commands his people to abstain from all form of occult practices.
New Testament Elisha neladala uNkulunkulu yatshela abantu ukuthi basuke bangayenzi ubuthakathi.
Why?
Ingani?
Because it is evil. The Bible condemns the use of evil practices, the use of witchcraft. Listen to what the Lord says in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. If you are fast, you can open, or else you can write down. The Lord looks at the world. He sees these people taking over, practicing some kind of powers, acting like they are gods. Then he says in verse number 12, and I will cut off sorceries from your hands, and you shall have no more tellers of fortune. You should not have tellers of fortune if you belong to God. So what does that tell me? If you cannot go to a Nigerian pastor because he promises to bring back your lost lover, God calls that witchcraft. Friends, the African can consider it defense or offense powers, or something that we use to accomplish the desires of our hearts. The Eastern religion can be so grateful about it and call it magic or loved gift from an ancestor. The Western person can deny its evil and make it as if it's just a game. But that's not how God looks at it. The biblical view takes all those views, and brings them together, binds them together. and says, God does not say so. The biblical worldview groups all the views together and does not, the biblical worldview does not differentiate between good or bad magic. It does not differentiate between good or bad witchcraft. The Bible also does not differentiate the use of witchcraft. Whether the spell is supposed to be used for good or bad, God just condemns the use of spells.
Deuteronomy 18,
verse 9. I think you need to write this down. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 to 11.
Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 to 11.
When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall be no one among you who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens. There shall be no one among you who is a sorcerer or a charmer. A charmer is a person who casts spells. There should be no one among you, even a medium, or one who inquires of the dead. One who inquires of the dead should not be found. Why? Wait for the death session. Witchcraft and all forms of such practices, friends, is all forbidden before the Lord. It is violation of the law of God. I'm giving you another verse. Same Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Now I'm reading 12 to 14.
So I go 12 to 14.
Whoever does this thing is an abomination to the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You can see there God's hand against people who practices witchcraft. God says, I drive them out before your face. Because you shall be blameless before the Lord your God for those nations which you are about to dispossess. They listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But for you, the Lord God has not allowed you to do this. Leviticus 19, verse 31. Do not turn to mediums or wizards. Do not seek them out and so make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Friends, witches and all participators in witchcraft recognize a different source of power. But God insists that there is but one power. He says, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I came that I may be superior and above the forces which existed before me. I come that you may have life. And he proved that. There on that cross, he disarmed the rulers and the authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. That's how he feels about other powers rather than him or his. I recognize one power. My son's power. No other power. According to God, then, witchcraft is the works of Satan, who desire to ensnare the soul. Even though those who practice witchcraft may deny the involvement of Satan, but that is what it is. The fact that they have never met the devil face to face does not exclude the reality or the fact that it is the devil's work. If it was not the devil's work, then you should ask, whose work is it? There are two powers, there are two kingdoms. It's either the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. It's either the spirit of God or the spirit of the devil. It's either the man hanging upon the cross or the man who comes in and say, turn these stones and make it bread. God says it is not His power. Acts 13:8-10. I want you to get just two things in this verse. Acts 13:8-10.
Zenzo 13:8-10.
Let me read it for you. But Elymas the magician opposed them. Elymas the magician opposing them. Who is opposing the apostles and the preachers of the gospel? Why? Seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. That is his aim. The aim of what? Of the magician. What is one, what does he want to do? He wants to move people or turn them against the faith. There's a reason why he's named a magician, because that's what he was, and his purpose is made clear. His purpose is to turn people away from God, leading people to that broad way that leads to destruction rather than the narrow way that leads to life. But the Bible tells us that Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked at him intently. And he said to him, You son of the devil. You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and wickedness, will you stop making crooked the straight path of the Lord? That is the aim of the magician, that is the aim of the witch, that is the aim of the devil. Making crooked the way of the Lord. But two things I wanted to note in this verse. First is a magician. That's what the people call him. That's how they know him. That the jacket is wearing, magician. Paul says, son of a devil.
Exodus 22:18.
You shall not permit a sorcerer or a witch to live. So friends, witchcraft is not fun, and it is not power play. It is sin. It is a threat to humanity. It deserves immediate death. It's a threat to humanity. And those who practice it deserve immediate death. That's the verse. We shall not permit a sorcerer or a witch to live. They shouldn't live. But praise to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we do not have to stone any witch, but we must point every witch to the cross, because they should not live, but Christ must live. They need to change their power to the power of the cross. They need to turn away from their wicked ways and receive the gift of life that comes from He who came to give life. The Apostle Paul feels the same. He feels the same, that witches are an abomination before God. They are just like any other sinner. He says in Galatians 5:19-21, he says, the acts of sinful nature are obvious. sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and what? And witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, fictions and envy, drunkenness and orgy. All those things we know. But also witchcraft is because of a sinful nature. It is because of Satan coming into the world and causing the man to sin. Turning God's creator to be God's enemy. And the conclusion that the apostle brings in those verses, he says, those who live like this, or those who practice these things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. I started by saying this issue is a very important issue. This is why it's very important. Regardless of how you look at it, regardless of what your worldview is, those who practice this, those who live like this, they will not enter the kingdom of God. When the Son of God comes into this world to take his church to be with him, they shall not be found with him. When he appears, they will not appear with him. And he will sit on his throne. Good and faithful servant, come to the kingdom prepared by my Father from the foundation of the world. But he will say to those on his left hand side, you workers of evil, go to hell, to the place of fire prepared for the devil and his demons. Because this is a very important matter to God. So according to God, there is no different use of witchcraft. Since every witch has a spirit controlling him or her, and that spirit does not come from God. It is not of God. So how does God feel about witches? Whoever does this thing is an abomination to the Lord. That's how he feels. Whoever does this thing is the son of a devil. Whoever does these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But then, thirdly, how should we then look at witchcraft? I believe that there are two ways in which we should look at witchcraft. Firstly, be afraid and fear any involvement in witchcraft. Did you hear what I say? Be afraid and be very afraid. Fear any involvement in witchcraft. Because it does not please the Lord. Remember the story of King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter number 28. How King Saul displeased the Lord further. He displeased the Lord further by involving himself in witchcraft. Be very afraid, my friend. Fear God and flee any form of wickedness. But secondly, do not fear those who practice witchcraft or uses it for any other purpose there is. Look at John chapter 10, verse 10 again. Look at the last part. He says, I came that I may have life and have it abundantly. So do not be afraid. I have come. Let me give you few reasons why you should not be afraid. Firstly, Jesus has given you abundant life. He is the light of the world which came into this world, and darkness was never able to comprehend him. And now he has given you that light. He says,
you
are the light of the world. In other words, such darkness that there is cannot be able to put you out as it failed to put the Lord Jesus Christ out. You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. But you have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Secondly, we have freedom in Christ. You have freedom in Christ. You are free from the powers of darkness. You have been taken and snatched out of the garbage of sin, and you have been brought to God's marvelous light. John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Galatians 5:1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. I am aware that Paul there was referring to the freedom from the law, but here's the point. In Christ you are free, in Christ you are the blessed. You have received all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We have all, I'm going to repeat again, all spiritual blessings. You do not have to go to Pastor Mguni somewhere to be blessed to receive another gift to protect you of anything. You have received all. Notice, this is something that has already happened. You have already received all. Thirdly, you belong to Jesus. What a privilege. You belong to Jesus. You are no longer, you do not belong here anymore. This world is no longer your home. You are just passing by. For your home is up in the heavens, where the Lord will welcome you home one day. Your citizenship is no longer in this world. Your citizenship is in heaven, where we await a Savior who shall come and give us a glorious body. You belong to Jesus. We have the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling you. Then the Apostle Paul says, if that's the case, then if you belong to Jesus, let me ask you a question.
2 Corinthians 6:14.
What partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Let me give this to you in simple terms. Since witchcraft has to do with demon possession, and you cannot separate the two, therefore the Bible does not teach that a Christian can be demonized, since the Bible does not teach that. So in the same way, because of the Holy Spirit of God that indwells you now, there is no chance in this world that you can be bewitched. You have life. You have life in you, the life of Christ. You have been set free. And now God covers you like a hen will cover his cheeks under her wings. Ukwangamela njengesikhukhukazi sangamela amantshwele waso. It sounds better in that way. God covers you. You belong under the shadow of his wings. And nothing can do you any harm. Now I know you are asking the question. But why then there are so many Christians going through these delivery sessions and delivery ministry each and every Sunday? If I say you cannot be demon possessed, and I say you cannot be bewitched, why then do we have Christians streaming
manje mangabe sikhulile yingane khona abazalwane abaya endaweni la bazokhululwa khona.
We all know the answer.
Niyazi impendulo lapho.
They are deceived.
Balahlekile.
And most of them are not actually delivered from the curse of sin. Most of them are not delivered from the curse of sin. In other words, in simple terms, in an ABC way, they are not regenerated. They have not yet received the Spirit of God that brings to life. I'm not saying all of them, that's why I said some of them, some.
Abanye bangithi bonke,
some of them.
Khona abang abalahlekile.
Not all of them.
Hayi bonke.
We need to make that one clear.
Fanele sizise lokho.
The matter of deception.
Balahlekile.
The Bible does not leave a room, my friends, whereby evil spirit will share the same space where the Spirit of God dwells. Doesn't the Bible says you are now the temple of the Holy Spirit? How then would evil indwell you?
IBhayibheli yatshela ukuthi wena usoyitempeli kamoya engcwele.
I don't dismiss saying that. I'm not dismissing the fact that God can at any time allow evil spirits to torment a believer, just as it did in the times of the Old Testament. When I'm saying there's no way that an evil spirit can indwell you, it's different than saying God allowed a spirit to torment soul, or God allowed the devil to take everything away from Job. That's two different things. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with witchcraft and spells. So you do not have to go to Kenneth Copeland. You don't need Benny Hinn. You don't need Chris Ayukilomi. And your favorite, Dr. Brown. You don't need them.
Not Dr. Brown, I'm ding.
We are biblical friends. We don't build a theology of witchcraft on basis of the I heard so hermeneutics. Fourthly, you have a great spiritual warfare armor that witches and witchcraft cannot penetrate. Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. The Apostle Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Qinani enkosini nasemandleni wakhe. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Friends, anytime you think that the world is coming against you, anytime you think that the powers of hell has been unleashed unto you, this is your verse.
And
that is the only way you can engage with spiritual forces, my friend. The Apostle Paul says, finally.
Apostle Paulo,
in other words, I have been telling you some stuff. I did mention to you that you are the elect of God, sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, destined to heaven. Destined to heaven. I need to hear that when I'm reformed. Destined to heaven. God Himself dwells in you. You are the body of Christ now. God has provided all that you need to be victorious. So let me tell you then one last thing. Put on. Take it up. Stand firm. Jesus is on your side. He is the stronger man, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But there is a possibility that you might be among us this morning, and you have not come to this Christ, and you're still suffering with these issues. You claim you are possessed, or you have been bewitched. Maybe among us, or maybe not someone. My question is, does this not point you to the real power? Since it is a matter of power play, now there is power possessing you, doesn't this point you to the real power? Doesn't this point you to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came from heaven, To live a life of righteousness in this world. That his righteousness may be imputed unto you. That he may freely give you his life to live, that you may not be in this bondage again. That you may be risen from the dead. And then to be reconciled with God. The Son of God who lived a perfect life and kept perfectly the law of God, which you and me breaks each and every day. And now he is willing to forgive you your sins. If you will just believe on him, if you will just turn from your wicked ways and come to him in faith and repentance. Here am I, O Lord. I'm in need of a greater power. I've been under some powers in my life, but I need a greater power to release me from my bondage. I recognize you are the Son of God. I recognize I am a sinner, wretched man that I am. Who shall save me from this body of death? Blessed be to God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For Christ has come to set us free. While we were still sick, while we were still weak, he died for the ungodly. Would you not recognize the better power or the greater power? Here's your advice you must give to your friends.
Acts 19 verse 19.
When the people of Ephesus came to know Christ, they brought their books, their magic books and potions, and publicly burned them as a sign that they were trading the dark power of sorcery for the holy power of the spirits. What is the point? Come to Christ. When they came to Christ, this is what they did. You need to come to Jesus and burn your books, as it were. Come to Jesus and leave everything there. Let's close about it. Iza ku Jesu, uthathe izinkinga zakho, uzishiye apho.
Come to Jesus, take your problems and leave them there.
Yeah. You need uzishiye apho. Leave it there. They burned their books and the potions of witchcraft. Come to Jesus. Come to Christ. Burn your books as it were. Believe unto him. And to you, Christian friend, do not follow the spirit of these latter days. The Bible clearly says, in the latter days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceitful spirit and things taught by demons. Ngesikhathi zokugcina abaningi abazolandela imimoya edwisayo nemimoya yamadimoni. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. So do not run after these false churches. Do not run there because you are afraid of witchcraft or because you think you are demon possessed and that is why you are sick. No, my friend. No.
Yeah.
Believe what the Bible clearly teaches. That there is divine healing. But it is not found in the so many healing crusades out there. Our spiritual warfare has nothing to do with exorcism. Our spiritual warfare has to do with growing in Christlikeness. Not through binding Satan, not through taking dominions, not through breaking generational curses. So friends, be grounded. Let us be grounded in biblical truth. Witches and witchcraft has no power over you. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time. May the Church of God say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, friends.